The satellite view of the blue planet Earth at dusk. Its night and lights visible from space. Monumental metallic lettering spelling the word Universal encircles the globe, settling in front of it. www.universalstudios.com. You can be a princess, chef, skateboarder, artist, pilot, hero, medal winner, firefighter, designer, anything. Barbie. A jumbo jet shadow is visible on an expanse of dark blue water as it approaches a tropical island.
Are you excited, Rookie? We're almost there!
One, two, three. Up. Pivot, down, up, step, turn.
Oh, cool! I can see the airport!
Can you see the theater for my dance competition? Any dancers rehearsing on the stage?
Chelsea, everything looks like ants from up here.
Whoa! They have dancing ants?
Look, Skipper, there's the beach. Aren't you excited? I can't wait to...
Oh. Can you dial down the enthusapalooza until we land, Barbie? DJ and I are a little woozy.
Attention, passengers. Please fasten your seatbelts in preparation for landing.
They leap into their puppy carriers.
Hey, who turned out the lights?
Try turning around, honey.
That's better.
Thanks, Rookie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And puppies.
Please enjoy your stay on the island.
I can't wait to show you guys your surprise.
Surprise? That's my second favorite word, after cupcakes. Unless it's surprise cupcakes. Is it surprise cupcakes?
A two-dimensional image of the plane landing on the tip of a lush green island. Mattel Creations presents... Barbie and her sisters in a puppy chase. Pink, blue, yellow, and purple paw prints fill the screen. On the ground, a woman places a flower chain around Barbie's neck.
Smell that island air. Fresh ocean breeze with a splash of coconut.
Thank you.
Welcome to the island.
Oh, you don't know how glad I am to be off that bumpy plane.
Ooh, pretty! Pink is my favorite!
Is this waterproof? 'Cause I'm all about the water sports. I can't wait to check out the killer waves!
Killer waves? That sounds scary.
As Stacy chases Chelsea, the puppies bark up at the lady.
Aww. Now we can't forget our furry friends, can we?
She places different colored flowers behind each of their ears.
My flower looks like a firework!
Aw, that's so pretty, Rookie.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Yours too, honey. Oh, Taffy, the pink matches your collar.
Achoo!
DJ scratches her ear.
What's wrong? Don't you like your flower, DJ?
I think I'm... Achoo! Allergic.
Aw, look how cute the pups are.
Adorable as always. Now let's go see the surprise.
Like when?
Like right now. Who's ready for a quick road trip?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. A road trip? But the hotel website strongly suggested signing up for lessons in advance if you want to do any of the island sports. And I want to do them all. I'm going to go snorkeling. No, surfing.
Ooh,
how about snorfling? I just invented a new sport.
And I have to get to the hotel to start practicing. We are here for my dance competition, remember?
And I have to stop moving and update my blog.
Guys, we have plenty of time. You're gonna love this, I promise.
Up, step, turn, 6, 7, 8.
Hi, Chelsea. See you tomorrow at the competition.
Yeah, see you, Lindsay.
2, 3, 4, up, pivot.
See? I need as much rehearsal time as I can get. Look how good Lindsay is. I bet she even dances in her sleep.
She's a sleep dancer, a slancer. I made up another new word.
Skipper smirks at Stacy.
What?
Come on, let's go get our bags.
I'll just practice as I go, I guess. 5, 6, 7, or was it 2, 3, 4?
Chelsea, stop worrying. You'll be fine.
Okay.
They walk out of the terminal, Barbie wheeling a laden luggage cart.
Let me give you a hand, Chels.
No, no, I got it.
Okay.
Hurry up! Lindsay's getting on the hotel van. I bet she's in there practicing right now.
Relax, Chels. You'll have plenty of time to rehearse when we get back.
But what if we're late?
It's a small island. How long could it possibly take to get back? Now, who's up for a little sister adventure?
Okay.
All right.
Woo.
Guys, don't you want to see the surprise? That's the spirit. Good morning, ma'am.
Ma'am? Please. Everyone calls me Auntie Hannah. What can I do for you?
Well, Auntie Hannah, we'd like to rent a car.
Reservation?
We don't have one.
Oh, dear. Well, most of our cars are already reserved.
Oh.
Auntie Hannah notices Barbie's frown.
But, like we say on the island, no worry. I have just the thing for you.
Huh? A golf cart?
The puppies rush over and leap into a long rear metal bucket.
You think there's enough room for all of us?
Not for us and our stuff.
Like Auntie Hannah said, no worries. We just won't take our bags with us.
But Barbie, I need my bag. It's got my costume, and my backup costume, and my backup costume, and my stuffed bunny, and my backup stuffed bunny, and my toothbrush.
What? No backup toothbrush?
Chelsea pulls a face at Stacy.
We'll just send them ahead in the van. We don't need them for the day anyway.
Hey, how old do you have to be to drive a golf cart on the island?
Nice try. You're not getting a crack at this thing before I do.
Eh, worth a shot.
Barbie, are you sure that thing can even make it?
Oh, look, it's even got a cute little horn.
The girl's strapped in. Barbie turns the key.
Hang on. Let's see what this baby can do.
Great. I get to go backwards.
We get to go backwards!
They pass by a white sand beach.
Look, a giant sandbox!
With an even gianter pool! Ooh!
They curve around a cliffside road.
So where are we headed?
We're looking for the Banyan Tree Park.
I read about a hiking path that goes right through the banyan tree.
Why would anyone want to hike through a tree?
Why would anyone not?
Hmm.
Okay, I'll just plug the coordinates into my phone.
Brunette Skipper stares in horror.
No reception.
What? No way!
Seriously?
Nope. Nothing.
How are we gonna get there without GPS?
We could go old school and use a map. Auntie Hannah must have left it there for us.
Barbie passes it back to Skipper, whose vision sways and blurs.
I think I'm still a little woozy from the flight.
Here, let me see.
Rounding a curve, Skipper covers her mouth.
Road too windy.
Shoulda let me drive.
Not helping.
It flies out of Stacy's hand as they round another curve.
Auntie Hannah wouldn't have left us another map, would she?
Why?
What did you...
Her brown hair fading into teal blue, Skipper spots the map.
This is why you should keep your map on your phone. Phones don't blow away.
Maybe we should just turn around and head back to the hotel.
Relax. It's a small island. It can't be that hard to find.
Swirling pink, red, and purple flowers fill the screen, and a 2D animated map of the island appears, a pink dotted line left in the wake of the golf cart. Back with the girls, they round a corner, the island road lined with lush green trees and tropical plants.
Look! Banyan Tree Park.
She points to a yellow sign with a large tree printed on it, then turns off onto a dirt road, driving under a balloon-decorated archway.
Amazing in person.
Forget the tree. Are those dancing horses?
Surprise!
Cool!
What a great surprise, Barbie!
I knew you guys would like it. I mean, dancing horses, right?
Wow! Check out those moves!
I bet Lindsay can't do that.
It is pretty impressive.
Horses in a corral.
Whoa, can all horses dance like that? I don't know. They're the only horses that I've ever seen.
Barbie parks next to a large trailer motorhome. Seatbelts off, they walk round to the basket on the back.
You guys have been cooped up all day. Why don't you go play while we watch the show?
They leap out and run into some undergrowth.
Sure feels good to stretch your legs. Come on, Taffy. Let's play follow the leader.
That would be me. I'm a natural-born leader. Come on, follow me.
Bandana-wearing rookie leaps onto a low boulder. Then slips off.
Smooth move, rookie. Huh? Whose music is that?
My own. I moved to the beat of my own drum. Oh, yeah.
Pink headphones on, DJ grooves. A young horse has walked in the corral, next to which Chelsea practices.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Chelsea, you're missing everything.
I'm working on my routine.
You don't have to practice every minute. Try and relax.
Okay, I'll try. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Here's my sweet girl Beauty in her debut performance. Her mother, Silver, was our first champion.
Chelsea climbs up on the corral's white wooden fence.
Aren't they amazing?
Yeah.
Beauty is about to attempt the Capriole, the most beautiful leap of the dancing horses.
Aw, she's nervous.
The yellow-maned Beauty looks over to her mom, Silver, who gives an encouraging nod.
You can do it, Beauty!
With a determined whinny, Beauty leaps up into the air and kicks out her back hooves.
Yay! I did it!
Let's hear it for Beauty!
Beauty!
Did you see me, Mom? Did you see me?
You did a great job, Beauty.
Not bad for your first time. Now, let me show you how it's really done.
A large camel-colored horse with a pink stripe in its mane trots into the corral. Beauty smiles at her mom.
And keeping it in the family, here is Beauty's teenage sister, Spirit, with her rider, my brother Marco.
A man with short brunette hair and wearing a large flower print blue top sits atop Spirit.
Yes!
A pink flower visible in her mane, Spirit trots elegantly in place.
The canter pirouette.
Moves in tight circles.
Wow, that's really hard to do.
Marco pats Spirit's mane.
The two tempi.
Wow, that looks even harder.
And the high difficulty, one tempi.
Spirit flashes the crowd her bright blue eye before gracefully rearing up on her back hooves.
The Corvette.
Whoa, those horses really know how to dance.
Hey, look at me. I'm a dancing horse. What do you call that move, falling pup?
I think I've got it.
Rookie falls onto her back while Honey walks backwards on her hind paws.
Butterfly!
Ooh. A butterfly lands on her nose.
Whoa!
Achoo! Where'd it go?
There it is!
It flaps under an archway in a tree trunk.
Last one there's rotten kibble.
Hey!
Wait up, you flutterby! Aha! There you are!
Whoa!
Whoa!
What is this place?
Puppy Playground!
Wow! Wonder what this is?
Ooh! Spinny!
Taffy presses a paw-marked button on a blender, which topples over, spilling pink liquid.
Make that cool and delicious.
I'll stick with this. Comfy cozy.
Shiny buttons. What does this do?
Awesome!
DJ clicks on a remote as a coiffured white poodle walks in.
Darlings, darlings, please. All that racket is making my fur ache.
Huh?
What is this place?
Do you live here?
What's your name?
I am Archibald III, And this is my abode.
Nice to meet you, Archie.
Oh, not Archie, my little dumpling. It's Archibald the Third. I come from a champion line of Archibalds. I myself was best in show 4 times running.
What show?
Oh, so precious.
He jumps on the couch.
Sure is big for just one dog. You live here all by yourself?
Alas, I do now. My little mates, Archibald the Fourth, Archibald the Fifth, and Archibald the Sixth, have all moved on to the dog pageant circuit.
That's a lot of Archibalds.
Outside the luxury trailer, the equestrian show over, cars begin to drive away. Barbie and her sisters approach the short-haired trainer, Vivian.
That was amazing, really. Like, once-in-a-lifetime amazing. I can totally see why you and your brother won so many ribbons.
Thank you. It's a lot of hard work, but it's worth it.
Do you train on the island year-round?
Yes. We train horses and dogs. We used to train cats, too, but they had a mind of their own.
Marco leads Spirit.
Excuse me. You've won a lot of ribbons, huh? Do you have any tips for winning a dance competition?
Well, Spirit does most of the dancing. But I'd say you've got to feel the beat and try to forget about the audience. Just have fun.
I'm all about fun. Do you have any tips for the most fun beach?
That would be White Sands Campground. It's got everything. Surfing, snorkeling.
Snorfling?
Pardon me?
Yeah, I don't think that one's gonna catch on, Stacy.
We'll see.
We're staying there the next few nights before heading home.
Maybe we'll see you there.
Cool. See ya.
Well, we better get going, Marco. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Nice meeting you.
You too.
Skipper waves.
Okay, back to the hotel. I've got 26 hours left until the competition. And if we get back by dinner, there's still time for me to rehearse on stage tonight.
Wait! Where are the puppies?
Oh, I wish my tail was naturally poofy. My stylist, Ricardo, he is...
Hey, Archibald, who are you talking to?
It seems as though I have acquired a pack of pupkins.
Hey, look, it's Beauty.
Wow, you really know how to dance.
Why, thank you. Archie, do you dance?
Oh, my, me? Dance? No, no. I leave that to the magnificent equines.
What's an equine? What's magnificent?
Hey, Beauty, what's all the commotion over here?
Want to meet my new friends?
Nice to meet you!
You were great!
I know. I always am.
Can you teach us your moves?
Aw, aren't you adorable?
How did you get in there?
Can they stay and play?
The festival's over. Your girls must be looking for you.
Oh, yeah, the girls!
We should get going. Whoa! Is it me, or are we moving?
Rookie! Honey! Hey, somebody stop this thing! There they are! Hey, wake up! Stop! Those are our puppies!
They press their little faces against a window.
Stacy, come on! We can catch up to them!
They climb into the golf cart.
Seatbelts, everybody. It's time to see what this thing can really do.
They're getting away! No, 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 no!
Barbie spots the low archway in the tree trunk.
I know. Shortcut.
I don't like the sound of that!
We're not gonna make it!
Sure we will, I think. Great! We're stuck! No worries, I'll just back it out.
Hurry! The trailer's almost...
Stuck in the archway, they watch Vivian and Marco drive off.
They're gone!
Inside the trailer, the puppies stare out the window.
We can't leave without the girls!
What can we do? We're moving too fast to jump out.
I'm sure they'll come after us, right?
Now just you hush, my little puppies. I bet your girls are on their way right now.
I sure hope so.
The sky, a delicate shade of pink, dark-haired Skipper holds her cell phone up.
Still no reception. Looks like we're on our own.
What are we gonna do about the puppies?
Stacy, do you remember the name of the beach the trainers are going to?
White Sands Campground. That's where the puppies are headed!
Right. We can hike out to the main road tomorrow and find help.
Tomorrow? But I need to get to the hotel to practice my routine.
Sorry, Chels. We should stay put for now. It's getting dark.
Barbie's right. We're all too tired anyway.
Speak for yourself.
We're really gonna sleep here and not move?
You know, it's not every day you can camp under the island's stars.
I guess.
Heaving a sigh, she follows along beside Barbie. Stars now shining in the dark sky, Vivian, Marco, and trailer full of puppies park up on a beach.
It's dark out. Barbie's not here. How's she gonna sleep without me?
Now, no frowns, dear pups. You'll wrinkle your fur. Your girls will most certainly come find you tomorrow.
How long until tomorrow? Is it far away?
When you wake up, it'll be tomorrow. Until then, you can stay here. My trailer is your trailer.
We've never had a sleepover before.
Okay, but just until the girls can get us.
Then it's settled. How about we break out the doggy treats?
Treats?
They happily follow after Archibald, whose tail is neatly groomed into a pom-pom ball. Sat around a campfire.
Auntie Hannah left some water and blankets underneath the seats. She really plans ahead, that one. Like, even more than I do.
And that's saying something.
I know, right?
I'm hungry. What's for dinner?
I still have my sandwich. I was too queasy to eat it on the plane.
I have a half bag of pretzels.
Piece of gum, anyone? Oh, wait. It's already been chewed.
Energy bars!
Stacy empties a bag out on the ground.
What? A girl needs energy for sports.
What's so funny?
You won't believe it, but this one's s'more flavored.
It's nothing to blog about, but it's better than foraging for food.
Oh, I don't know. I bet we could come up with a blog-worthy shrub and bark salad. Maybe some ant croutons.
Ugh, no thanks. I bet right now Lindsay is in her cuddly warm bed practicing.
You mean she's slancing. Anyone?
Yeah, I don't think that one's gonna catch on either, Stace.
Oh, come on.
Barbie takes a moment to think.
Hey, you guys remember the game we used to play when we were younger?
How is hopscotch going to help us?
No, the what if game. Remember? We'd say, what if, then imagine something super amazing.
I remember. Chelsea's was always the same.
What if cupcakes were as big as a house?
It'd be the sweetest home ever.
Totally. Hey, this is a great time for the imagination game. Chels, you go first.
And something other than cupcake houses.
Fine. What if, this tree was a treehouse with hammocks and bug repellent?
What if instead of a tiny golf cart, we'd rented a luxury camper?
In a twinkle of sparkles, the imaginary pink camper appears.
With a fab kitchen stocked with all our faves.
And a dining table, 3 stories high, so we don't have to eat dinner on the ground with the bugs.
I like that. Stace, what else is in our rockin' dream camper?
A swimming pool with a slide.
Of course. Skipper?
A bathroom with toilet paper and running water.
Nice.
Can I change my answer?
Me too! What was that?
It was probably just a macaw.
Huh?
Macaw parrots are the official bird of the island. There's even a legend about the macaw constellation in the sky.
She points to the stars.
How do you know all this stuff?
I learned all about the constellations when I interned at the Willows Observatory. The native fishermen would use the macaw constellation to navigate the seas by night. Sounds kind of magical, doesn't it? You see the tail? If you follow its feathers up to the tip of its beak, it points to the North Star.
I don't see macaw. I just see stars.
You have to connect the stars. Use your imagination.
Barbie uses a finger to connect the stars.
Can you see the tail?
There's the wings! I see it now!
The white outline of the bird flaps in a circle.
Hear that? He's singing goodnight. Good night. Good night.
I bet she made up that last part. Shh. It's working.
Laid out on the purple blankets, the sisters turn on their sides and fall asleep. Blankets, they sprint to the tiny stuck vehicle, a lightning flash illuminating their scared faces.
Oh, hope the puppies are okay.
I'm not too scared by the storm.
Good night, Archie.
Good night, my little pupkins. Sleep tight.
And don't wake me until morning. Why, I am an absolute bear without 14 hours of beauty sleep.
Cucumber slices over his eyes. He lays back on the couch. Two purple rosettes on her collar. Honey spots Beauty in her horse box.
Good night, Beauty!
Good night, puppies!
Archibald crawls back onto the couch.
Good night, Silver!
Good night, honey.
Waking again with a start, the cucumber slices on his eyes go flying before he settles himself back down again. The next morning, the girls are asleep in the cart, Chelsea draped over its steering wheel.
Huh? Breakfast, anyone? It's blueberry granola crunch.
I slept great.
Oh, really?
No, but I'm trying to convince my body I did.
Let us know how that works out for you, okay?
Rain stopped. 12 hours until the competition, but first, we gotta save the puppies. Let's get moving, people!
You heard her. We've got a mission. Let's go!
Hey, Chels! Heads up!
Stacy tosses her an energy bar.
So, we'll hike up to the main road, find help, get the pups, and head back to the hotel. Easy peasy.
Hike and rescue sounds good to me. Or should I say, a hike skew?
Maybe not.
Okay, fine. Not my best.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Don't wear yourself out, Chels. The competition's not for a while still.
I won't.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Still no bars.
We should be able to call for help from the main road.
Walking out under the welcome arch, they spot a huge hole in the road.
The road's washed out.
How are we gonna get out of here?
Just when I thought the day couldn't get any better.
We don't have time for this.
It's okay. We got this. There has to be another way out. There!
We're going to hike that?
Why not?
This doesn't seem easy or peasy.
Archibald talks in his sleep.
Another blue ribbon? Oh, I'm not worth it. Oh, fiddledy-dee, what am I saying? Of course I am. Oh, the little scamps.
Is it tomorrow?
No, it's today.
Are you sure it's today? Because you said when we woke up, it would be tomorrow.
Well, of course. Yesterday, today was tomorrow, but now tomorrow's today.
The puppies stare.
Huh? Are you sure?
Today is always today. Unless you're talking about it in the future, then it's tomorrow. And tomorrow is yesterday if it's in the past. Something like that.
If you say so.
So does that mean it's today or tomorrow?
Huh? Looks like we've got a couple of stowaways. Don't worry. We'll take care of you until we can get you back with the girls.
They smile and wag their tails at the siblings. Elsewhere, a butterfly follows the girls' progress up a dirt road in the jungle, Barbie leading the way.
How much further?
We just started up the mountain.
Are you sure? It feels like we've been walking forever.
We just have to get over the top. Piece of cake.
Cake? I miss cake. Almost as much as I miss honey.
I know, Chels. I miss Taffy, too. Uh-oh.
I didn't realize we were scaling Everest on this vacation.
Come on, Skipper. It's not that steep.
We gotta try.
Holding her waist, Barbie helps a determined Chelsea scale the wall.
It is too steep. You got a plan for how we're going to get up?
There's always a way.
She pulls on a long green vine hanging down from the top.
How about this? This should hold us.
Prepare to be amazed! Yeah!
With a fist bump to Barbie, Stacy uses the vine to climb, her legs walking up the wall face.
See? No problem.
Nailed it! Come on, guys!
So, I guess we are climbing Everest.
Up you go, Chels. You too, Skipper.
That's okay, Barbie. You can go first.
I'm not going until you're all up there safely.
Skipper's shoulders slump as she takes her vine.
Oh, it looks so much easier when Stacy did it.
You got this!
You can do it, Skipper.
That was no piece of cake.
Barbie nods.
Here I come.
Then climbs, her foot slipping.
Whoa!
We gotcha.
Thanks for the help.
No problem. Hashtag sisters rock.
Anyone up for another energy bar?
I hope the pups are eating better than we are.
They're laid out on their backs on the beach.
Well, that's the last of the eggs and bacon.
Where do they put it all?
Oh! I don't think I could possibly eat another bite. Oh, who am I kidding?
Brookie leaps up and gobbles down the slice.
My bacon.
Spirit's boat ready to take me for a run. Want to join us?
Maybe we should just wait here for the girls.
We'll be sure to let them know where to find you.
You coming or not?
Race you! Come on!
Have fun, kids!
Wait up!
Last one there is a rotten egg!
Did you have to mention food?
A twirl of multicolored umbrellas takes us to the 2D animated map of the island, where the puppies run along the shorefront and the girls reach the top of the mountain.
After this, I'm never gonna eat another energy bar, no matter what flavor it is.
I don't even want to look at one.
I'd rather eat the wrapper.
Oh. Really? Because we can arrange that if you want.
Whoa!
Wow, that's a long way down.
Well, it's a nice view anyway.
They scan the cliff edge.
What are those buildings over there?
Huh, looks like a village. Maybe someone there can help us.
How are we gonna get over there?
Well, I don't see an elevator or anything. Maybe we can find another vine or something.
A vine? Down that cliff?
Yep.
Really hoping for an elevator option.
Stacy looks behind a large green palm leaf, and Chelsea pulls at a vine.
Whoa!
Chelsea, not so close to the edge. Why don't you check over there?
Barbie catches Chelsea as she falls backwards. Walking further along the cliff edge, Stacy spots a long cable strung across the gorge towards the village.
That's what I'm talking about.
I found something! Help me out here!
What is it?
They clear palm leaves from a hut.
Hmm, must be a camp here in the busy season.
Woo-hoo! We're ziplining down!
We're ziplining down?
No fancy new name for it?
Nope. I'm too excited!
Shouldn't we do some kind of safety check first?
Yup, and I'm on it! Woo-hoo!
See? Totally fine. Ready, Chels? Break a leg.
You know, saying break a leg is just an expression, right? You're not supposed to actually try and break your leg.
I know, I'm just kidding. You'll be fine.
Green helmet on her head, Barbie gives Chelsea a push. Barbie joins them.
Perfect landing.
We can leave our gear here.
Guys, wait for me.
Come on, Skipper. Let's go.
We're gonna be late for my competition.
Skipper, Skipper, Skipper.
I'm coming, I'm coming. This thing rusted or something? Yeah, let's go to an island on a tiny bumpy plane. Let's go driving on a windy road backwards in a golf cart. Let's go down a rickety old zip line. Sister adventure? More like sister torture!
Come on, Skipper!
Okay, one, two, three!
The double-wheeled pulley she's dangling from begins to slow.
Okay, maybe this isn't that bad. Why did it stop?
Swing your legs! You have to get your momentum going again!
Skipper gazes down to a stream far, far below.
I can't.
Okay, enjoy the view then!
You can do it! Think of the hotel! The room service, the comfy chair, the Wi-Fi!
Skipper! Skipper! Skipper!
Her violet eyes wide, she begins to swing her legs.
Yeah.
Pulley begins to glide along the wire again.
Yay!
We made it!
Yeah, but one of you guys has to go back. I think I left my stomach at the top of the mountain.
I'm just gonna rest here for a sec.
I'm sorry, Skipper, but we have to keep on going. The village is just up that path. We can get help there.
You know vacations are supposed to be relaxing, right?
Back to the 2D map, the girls whiz down the zip line, then hike towards a colorful village.
We're there!
Yay! Smoothies!
Clapping her hands, she runs up to the stall with a red sign hanging over it.
Aw, it's closed.
A dress shop!
Chelsea presses her hands against the glass window.
It's closed too.
Torso mannequins stand clothless. She gazes around the quiet village.
Everything's closed.
Anyone see a place that sells couches? Maybe a place to charge my phone?
If there is one, it's probably closed too.
There is a bench over there.
This is it? This is your big plan, Barbie?
So it's not quite what we were expecting, but it's something.
Yeah, instead of being stuck in a tree, now we're stuck in a village.
Not necessarily.
Barbie jogs past her sisters moaning on the bench and over to an information stand.
Hello?
Can I help you?
Auntie Hannah?
I'm Auntie Anna.
Blink simultaneously.
I see you met my sister at the airport.
Oh, you wouldn't happen to have anything available, would you? Our golf cart's stuck in the banyan tree arch.
No worries. That happens more often than you think. I'll let Hannah know.
Great. I need a car for me and my sisters. We have to pick up our pups at the White Sands campground.
and get back to the hotel in time for my dance competition tonight.
Well, let's see what I have available for rent. We don't have much left, but we do have this.
A pink golf cart.
Or that.
A blue one.
Great. Another golf cart.
Or this one.
Yeah, we get it. You have a bunch of golf carts.
Well, I actually meant this.
Their dream pink camper.
Check it out. It's the Rockin' Dream Camper from our What If game.
Yes!
Woohoo!
Ooh, Auntie Anna, I could hug you.
It's a tough choice, but I think we'll take this one.
The seats are so comfy.
Look at this kitchen. I can practically smell cupcakes baking.
You think it comes with cupcakes?
There's a bathroom, too!
See? A positive attitude changes everything. Now, let's find those pups.
Yay!
Back on the beach, the puppies gallop alongside Beauty and Spirit, the horses smiling to each other as the puppies struggle to keep up.
Come on! We can catch them!
They're too fast! Hey! Maybe he can take us!
Marco trots up on Silver.
Quick! Everybody give him cute puppy eyes!
And don't forget to whimper.
He can't resist.
Want a ride?
Gets him every time.
Honey and Taffy paw bump.
Sure you don't want me to drive?
Are you kidding? I was born to drive this thing.
Here's your map.
Thanks.
You'd better give us two of those.
The White Sands campground is here, just past the cove.
Thanks so much, Auntie Anna.
If you get lost getting back from there, just remember, your hotel is the northernmost tip of the island.
Thanks again. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Puppies, here we come.
Pedal to the metal. We've only got 3 hours till curtain.
Wake me up when we get there.
All right, it won't be long now.
Spirit and Beauty gawk as the puppies whiz past in silver saddlebags.
Get up! Hey! Nobody's sitting down right now. Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of love, yeah.
A fallen coconut flips a road sign. Confused by the broken sign and driving in circles, Barbie squints as she comes to a dead end. Sat near, Stacy shrunks as Barbie turns the camper around on a tight road.
Nothing can stop us now.
Oh, no!
Except that.
Tire goes flat.
Easy peasy.
A tire iron in her hand, Barbie gets to work, while on the beach, the puppies hula in grass skirts.
Taffy smiles as hers falls down. The tire now changed. Skipper high fives Barbie.
Huh? What are you doing, Rookie?
We're missing the good waves. Come on, Taff.
But what if I forget how to swim?
You'll be fine. Just remember what Mom taught you.
A flashback of their mom, Tiffany, in a paddling pool with Taffy. Back in the present, Taffy grins.
Last one in, Sprout and Kibble! Yeah!
They sprint towards the water, both DJ and Rookie wearing snorkeling masks. Barbie behind the wheel, they drive along a cliffside coastal road.
Hey! White Sands Campground!
Whew, we're almost there. As soon as we pass the cove, we'll be at the campground. Finally!
To be kidding.
The fuel light gauge turns red and reads empty.
How can we be out of gas? Didn't you check?
Hey, the camper got us this far. We just need to find a way to the cove. Here we go again.
We're running out of time.
No worries. We made it.
What?
Skipper, turn around.
There's the horse trailer!
Puppies, here we come!
Stacy peeks through the trailer's window.
No sign of the pups!
No sign of horses!
No sign of the trainers either.
Where is everyone? We don't have time for this!
What? They're not here.
We'll head down the beach a bit and see if we can find Vivian and Marco. Come on, Skip.
Could you just wait a second?
Okay. Chelsea and I will wait here in case they come back. I don't get it. They said they were going to White Sands Beach. They have to be here somewhere. They couldn't be anywhere else, could they?
Even when we find the puppies, we're probably going to miss the competition.
Don't say that, Chelsea. We'll get you there.
You keep saying that. Under a tree, on a zip line, in a camper without gas. No matter what happens, you keep saying everything's going to be fine.
But it is going to be fine.
But what if it isn't? What if after everything, we came all this way and I don't get to do my routine? That would just stink.
But what if you do get to do your routine?
Stop! Stop trying to make things better. Sometimes they just stink.
You're right. This is a pretty stinky situation. What if...
Not another what-if game.
Sat on driftwood, Chelsea rests her forehead on her knees.
I know things haven't exactly gone as planned, but no one can control what's going to happen all the time. Not even me.
That stinks.
Yeah, it does. Hey, so how about instead of thinking of the most amazing thing that could happen, because clearly that ship has sailed, we think of the most awful thing that could happen. I bet you'd be pretty good at the everything stinks game.
Okay.
I'll start. What if a giant submarine comes out of the water right now and the captain tells you you have to live underwater from now on?
That would stink. But it might be kind of fun, too.
She thinks.
Okay, I have one. What if a giant octopus shark leaps out of the ocean and tries to eat us?
That would stink. But we'd have a great story to tell. What if... the puppies became giants, and we were their pets now.
That would be weird. But at least we'd still be together. What if it takes so long to find them, we don't make it back in time for the competition?
Yeah, that would stink. But you could still show us your routine, or do it at another competition.
Her expression sinks again.
What if you could never stop doing your routine, and you had to keep dancing forever?
That would stink. But I guess I'd have it down then. What if we make it to the competition, but I forget a dance step? Or the whole thing?
You are the only one who would know. You could just play it off and keep going.
What if I really mess up in front of everyone? What if I lose?
Just because you mess up doesn't mean you fail. Getting out there and doing your best is all that matters.
Her furrowed eyebrows slowly soften and she smiles up at Barbie, who pulls her closer into a one-arm hug.
slow down?
Why don't you just keep up, Skipper? We need to find those puppies.
I think we already have.
What if the puppies learn to surf?
Are we back in the game now?
No, look!
She points to the surf.
Hey, this is fun! Surfing rules!
Yeah!
Look, it's the girls!
No way! They're snorkeling!
Their ears flapping in the breeze, they ride a wave.
I guess that one does work.
Sliding onto the sand, they leap off the boards and run to the girls.
I knew you'd come! Oh, honey, I've missed you!
That was righteous, Brookie! Come here, you. Hashtag puppy love.
Hey, the girls are here.
Alas, the girls have arrived.
Aw, does that mean the puppies are going?
I'm afraid so.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking care of the puppies.
No problem. It was our pleasure.
Ricky!
DJ?
I'm glad you all made it. I was starting to worry.
Yeah, it took a little longer than we planned.
Vivian looks at them, uncertain.
Don't ask. It's a long story. Turns out, shortcuts? Not always so short.
Chelsea, isn't your dance competition tonight?
It is, but we don't have any way to get there, so...
You do now. Marco, let's round up the horses and get everyone in the trailer.
Marco nods.
Really?
That's great!
Awesome!
Woo!
Seen in 2D, the pups surf a wave and a purple stage pops up on the island map as the van and trailer make their way towards it. A carsick skipper sways in the back seat.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
How much further?
We're going as fast as we can, but this road is kind of windy.
Yes, think?
Sorry, guys! You better hang on tight!
Back at the festival, a prop palm tree is moved onto the outdoor stage.
Girls! Everyone be sure to sign in and take your places. We're about to start.
A picture of each of the five contestants is on a board by a desk. Turning a sharp corner, Vivian's eyes widen.
Oh, no.
Why are we stopping?
Huh? Are we there yet?
The bridge is washed out.
How is this possible?
A huge gaping hole in the road.
We're going to have to go back around the other way. I'm sorry, Chelsea, but that means we won't make it in time for your dance competition.
But we're so close.
The horses watch from their trailer.
Chelsea looks worried. Why'd we stop, Mom?
The trailer can't make it over the bridge. That poor girl isn't going to be able to get to her show.
Mom, we can get them there!
You know, we can't take you across. But I think I know someone who can.
Back on the beach, tiki torches are lit in the sand.
This next dancer definitely knows how to heat up the dance floor. Who's ready for some flaming batons?
I do love flaming batons.
She applauds excitedly. Back on the broken road, the three horses stand saddled up.
The horses will be able to get you across the bridge.
I don't know how we can thank you.
How about a hug?
You just get back there in time for your competition.
And remember, have fun. We'll wait here until you get safely across.
The sisters wear dark equestrian helmets.
There you go, Chels.
I call frontsies!
Fine, but no wild ride.
Up and at 'em!
Pressing her hands down on Spirit's saddle, she scissors her legs out, landing with ease on the saddle.
I learned that when I was a junior stable girl one summer in Willows.
She explains to the stunned Stacy and Skipper.
Ready?
Ready!
Ready!
Taffy safe in the saddlebag, Barbie encourages Spirit into a run.
We got this! Madam Cowdog!
Good job, Spirit.
Yay!
Who's next? We'll go.
Come on, Silver!
Can I change my mind?
Yeah!
Yeah! Did we make it? Oh, phew.
You're next, Chelsea!
Beauty fearfully rears up.
You can do it!
Just have to get over the bridge. Please, we're so close. You can do it, Beauty.
Yeah, we got this.
Rearing back onto her hind legs again, Beauty charges forward and leaps into the air.
We did it, Beauty!
Yeah! Way to go, Chelsea!
Woo!
All right, you girls. We'll go around and meet you at the show.
The sun low on the horizon, they gallop along the palm tree-lined road. Back at the competition, a spotlight illuminates a girl with tiny blue wings on her back. She buzzes in and out of the spotlight, striking a final death pose at the end.
Wonderful interpretive dance on the life cycle of the tsetse fly.
The light goes out on the girl's photo as the sisters gallop along a dirt path.
Why does this keep happening?
Which way?
Barbie squints forward, then points to the right fork in the road.
That way.
They gallop down it. Back on the stage, a red-haired girl in a green outfit dances.
Thank you for that wonderful Irish interpretation, Jen. Next up, Lindsay.
Chelsea, next up. Back on the trail, they come to a cliff edge that looks down on...
The stage has got to be just over this hill.
No.
Can't be! How? We're back at the banyan tree! This stinks!
Barbie dismounts.
What do we do now?
Yeah, what's our next crazy plan to get out of here?
Looking at a complete loss.
I don't know.
Her shoulders and head slump.
But you always have a plan!
Yeah, where's your over-the-top optimism?
I don't know what else to do.
Are we really not gonna make it?
I'm sorry, Chels. You were right. You all were. We should have just gone straight to the hotel. None of this would have ever happened if I hadn't insisted on going to the horse festival. I messed up.
Covering her eyes with her hands, she sits on a boulder. Chelsea takes a moment to think, then places a hand on her shoulder.
Just because you mess up doesn't mean you fail. As long as you get out there and do your best, that's all that matters.
Yeah, but you guys count on me to know what to do, and I don't always know. Half the time, I was just as scared as you.
You could have let us know you were scared, too.
Yeah, Barbie. We'd get it.
We're sisters. You can tell us when you're worried.
Standing, Barbie touches a hand to her heart.
I'm sorry I ruined your trip. I know how important your dance competition was to you, Chelsea. And Stacy, I know you wanted to do all those island sports. And Skipper, you just wanted to relax and enjoy some island Wi-Fi. Some vacation.
You know, if it wasn't for the bad things that happened, we never would have had this adventure together. I mean, who else got to see the island from everywhere?
And I did learn some new moves at the Dancing Horse Festival.
I guess it was kind of fun. When I wasn't plane sick. Or golf cart sick.
Or zipline sick. Really?
I mean, it would have been more fun with the pups. And Wi-Fi.
And cupcakes.
But yeah,
I just hope the pups had as good of a time as we did.
Better!
We rocked this island!
We sure did! Best vacation ever!
I guess we're stuck camping under the stars for another night. Should we play the what-if game again?
Barbie squints up at the twinkling stars.
That's it!
What's it?
The stars! Remember what Auntie Anna said about the location of the hotel?
It's north! Just like the macaw constellation points to the North Star!
Hey, you're not the only one who knows stuff about stuff.
Come on, girls. We can follow the macaw constellation like the native fishermen used to use it to find their way home.
But how are we ever going to get there in time?
Don't worry. I know a shortcut.
Another shortcut?
Yeah, but this time we have a map we can't lose.
They gallop down a steep hill, a canopy of stars in the velvety blue night sky.
Now, here's Lindsay with her take on an old classic.
Dressed in a pink leotard with a short pink skirt and pink tap shoes, hazel-eyed Lindsay beams at the audience as she taps gracefully on the stage, a spotlight following her movements. Taps attached to fingerless gloves, she flips into a handstand and taps before flipping upright, tapping some more, then ending with a leap down into the splits.
With these horses and those stars, it's our best chance of getting you there in time.
At the competition, the light shines down on Chelsea's photo.
Chelsea Roberts? Chelsea Roberts?
The crowd looks around.
Chelsea Roberts? Last call for Chelsea Roberts.
Whoa!
The competition! We're gonna make it!
And we might even have time to change, too!
Let's go, girls! Chelsea has a show to do!
They gallop down a steep hill to the illuminated stage on the beach. While on the stage, the adjudicator holds a golden trophy. Lindsay stood next to her.
All performers present have now completed their routines. The competition is now closed, and we have chosen a winner.
Wait! I'm here!
Chelsea Roberts! Sorry I'm late.
I'm terribly sorry, Ms. Roberts, but you're too late. I'm about to announce the winner.
Rookie has an idea.
Quick, give her puppy eyes.
They rush over and gaze up at the woman.
Suppose we can make an exception. Everyone deserves a chance to compete.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you, thank you!
She runs onto the stage.
Get some every time.
The puppies paw bump and Vivian and Marco arrive.
You made it! Chelsea's about to go on.
A golden spotlight shines down on a nervous-looking Chelsea.
All right, Chelsea!
Go, Chelsea! Show them how it's done!
She gives a weak smile, then spots Beauty, who whinnies at her reassuringly. She smiles, then gives a determined nod to the DJ. She begins to dance, her moves stilted and nearly knocking her off balance. Barbie smiles and gives her an encouraging wave. She leaps up high but trips as she lands.
Oh,
beauty leaps onto the stage.
You can do it.
Yeah, I got this. Hit it, Auntie!
As Auntie pushes a button on the DJ decks, Chelsea turns her back to the crowd and taps a yellow sandaled foot. She turns and moves her arms and legs fluidly, Beauty tapping her hoof.
I could really use a partner, Beauty.
Beauty trots in time to the music.
I'm gonna have to show her how it's really done. Spirit, wait!
Spirit leaps on the stage.
Go, Spirit! Not bad, Beauty.
Hi?
Come on!
Barbie waves shyly, then starts to dance. Beauty and Spirit leap over their heads.
I can do that.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get my groove on.
DJ, stop! Rookie, no!
Chasing after the puppies, Stacy, Skipper, and Mom Horse Silver all get on the stage.
What do we do now?
Chelsea waves them over.
We dance.
Stacy grabs Skipper's hand and pulls her out on stage. The sisters dance in the middle, surrounded by the hind-legged hopping puppies and prancing horses, who then bow their maned heads, allowing Chelsea to pommel over them. She poses with her arms held high, then the puppies hop in front of her two by two.
Hey, Archie!
Come on up and dance with us!
Oh, my little dumplings! You know I don't dance!
You're already tapping your paw.
And your tail is waggling to the beat.
He looks down at his own tapping paw and fluffy tail.
Come dance with us.
But I've never won a Best in Dance ribbon.
It doesn't matter. Anyone can dance.
Yeah.
Stood center stage, a spotlight falls on Archibald, who begins to jerk his head and body to the beat. Everyone gawks at his odd moves.
I got it.
Stood up on a back paw, he hops backwards.
I kind of like his moves.
Me too. Let's all do the Archie.
Coming through. Look at me now.
The puppies join him.
Let's do the Archie. Woohoo! Genius! Listen to the applause. How have I never made dancing part of my repertoire? This is amazing.
A mirror ball twirls.
Let it go. Let it go. We gotta live in the moment. You gotta live in the moment.
Chelsea poses center stage with her arms out wide, confetti raining down on her. As she takes a bow, stood next to the stage, Lindsay whispers in the adjudicator's ear.
Wow, Ms. Roberts! What an amazing show of choreography! Your dance was both expressive and surprising. Your use of horses and puppies and your sisters was extremely creative. In consideration of such an inventive and entertaining performance, and with Lindsay's enthusiastic support, the judges have agreed to award you the winner's trophy.
Chelsea's mouth drops open.
That was awesome, Chelsea. You totally deserve to win.
The kind adjudicator, who looks like Anna and Hannah, nods encouragingly.
Go ahead, it's yours.
With a broad grin, Lindsay holds the golden trophy out to her.
Thank you!
Don't get me wrong, I plan on winning it back at the next competition.
You can try.
Yeah! Yeah!
All right.
Chelsea holds the microphone.
I couldn't have done it without my sisters, Barbie, Skipper, and Stacy.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Way to go, Chelsea.
The sisters join her on stage.
And Beauty, Spirit, and Silver. And Honey, DJ, Rookie, and Taffy. And the trainers, Marco and Vivian. And that amazing poodle, who dances kind of weird. And of course, Lindsay and all my fellow dancers. And my auntie.
Auntie Anna?
Auntie Hannah?
It's Auntie Savannah. I see you've met my sisters.
We're glad you finally made it.
They're triplets.
So what if you fall on your face and still win the competition?
I guess I'd have to thank my sisters for showing me how.
As Barbie smiles at her, a white paw moves on the DJ decks. Archibald sticks his paws in the air, then leaps onto the dance floor.
How about you show me those moves?
Living now, loving this day. We won't regret the chances we take. The sun is out, we don't have a care. We're feeling so good, like we're walking on air. Nothing can get in the way. Nothing can tear us down. We're gonna celebrate. We're gonna sing out loud. Nothing can get in the way. Nothing can tear us down. We're gonna celebrate. We're gonna sing out loud. Live it up. We live in the moment. Now's our time. Now we gotta own it. Live it up. We live in the moment. Now's our time. Now we gotta own it. Say it loud. Say it proud.
Audio description created by Iuno SDI Group. Written and narrated by Sarah Borges. Executive producer Julia Pister. Produced by Sella Duffy. Sarah Serrara. Associate producer Peter Escarcega. Score by Stephen Ardilla. Production design by Alexandra Kavalova. Written by Amy Wolfram. Casey Arnold. Supervising director Michael Guggen. Edited by Colin Adams. Directed by Conrad Helton. Voice director Terry Klassen. Colette Sunderman. Starring the voices of Barbie, Erica Lidbeck, Skipper, Kazumi Evans, Stacy, Claire Corlett, Chelsea, Alyssa Swales, Archibald, Mark Oliver, Beauty, Allie Campbell, Spirit, Marika Hendricks, Silver, Kathleen Barr, DJ, Taylor Diane Robinson, Rookie, Bronwyn Holmes, Taffy, Chelsea Miller, Honey, Amelia Soichi Stoll, Auntie Hannah, Brenda Critchlow, Vivian, Evan Johnson, Marco, Alex Barima, Lindsay, Natasha Callis, Island Hostess, Kathleen Barr. Songs, Live in the Moment, and Let Your Hair Down, performed by the Math Club, featuring Jordan Kane and Leo Soul. Copyright 2016, Mattel. A quote, this is our story, what's yours? Barbie. A space-traveling bird whizzes forward in a starry sky. Rainmaker. Mattel Playhouse Productions.